Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everybody. It is the week before the Oscars, and WNYC Studio 360 has a lot for you to do. You can make your own super scary short movie to be judged by the filmmaker Wes Craven. The deadline is this Sunday before midnight. And during the Academy Awards on Sunday night, Studio 360 has designed a bingo game where you can embrace and even hope for the same old cliched stuff that always happens so you can fill in your squares. Studio 360's Kurt Anderson is here to go over all of this with us a little bit. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Brian.
Do you want to quickly explain the details of the scary movie contest?
I will explain those details. We occasionally on Studio 360 invite our listeners to make things, make photographic things, songs, write poems, whatever. This time we have invited them to make a very short horror film, 30 seconds max. And as you say, Wes Craven, who invented Nightmare on Elm Street and has done all the Scream movies, is our judge. And he will look at them all and pick the winner.
Is there a prize for the winner?
Glory and being discovered effectively by Wes Craven.
That's it, huh?
I'll have a cup of coffee with him. No, frankly.
I'm just kidding. That's a lot, actually.
It is a lot. And, you know, there are still some, you know, you got 5 days left to do it. And there aren't, I mean, that we have, I don't know, six dozen entries. So the odds, if you are any kind of filmmaker and you can use your phone, you can use a camera, you can use anything you want, you can be a winner.
Why did you choose scary movies as the genre for this challenge? Isn't real life scary enough?
Well, it's not scary, yes, is the short answer. But it's, you know, it's a genre with clear genre conventions. And Wes Craven agreed to be our judge.
Now, many of the submissions, I'm learning, are profoundly weird. So let's take a listen to the audio from one of these 30-second films.
Sometimes I know I can see things that other people can't. I can remember. I can tell things happen.
Every house has a history. And that's scary. That scared me.
It scared me, and I haven't even seen the video.
Yeah. And what you see in these entries, I mean, they range all over the map from 14-year-olds who went to their basement and made a movie to adults who are really, you know, ambitious. And
she was whispering, every house has a history.
Every house has a history. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And some of them are like little poems. Some of them are actual stories, amazingly, that people squeeze into 30 seconds. We've seen the future, but there's just a great range of stuff.
Was the strangeness the point of that one? And are you getting a lot that are sort of scary, funny, or ironic scary?
We are getting a lot. There's a whole bunch of them are sort of funnily alluding to horror movies that people have seen in theaters. Some of them, as I say, are just little strange tone poems. And some of them are, you know, full, you know, 12 shots in 30 seconds, something happens and you're surprised at the end.
And the contest has its rules. But as Wes Craven pointed out in your interview with him, the scariest thing about a horror movie is often when all the rules are broken. So do you have advice for these filmmakers, considering that they have to follow a certain set of rules?
The rules are very broad. And Wes Craven established this very loose, overarching theme that he wanted to see of young genius, but that applies to almost anything, especially if you're under 40, let's say, and you make it. But really, surprise, and I would like to see in these last days, as people I hope are still working on their films or maybe just deciding to do it today, that you know, tell a little story. I mean, and surprise me.
By the way, I meant to identify the filmmaker of the clip we played. That was Charlie Thompson, who did Every House Has a History. Charlie Thompson from Chatham, New Jersey. On Facebook, we asked our listeners today, what are your scary movie rules? And we're getting some cool stuff in. John Klein writes, toddler suicides and old people drowning.
Well, a lot of people used their children. One of the really scary ones uses this little, like maybe 1.5-year-old baby, and it's pretty scary.
And I don't know some of this stuff. But Joe Goodrich wrote, must have humanity in the story, not just horror, but character relationships.
Yeah, in 30 seconds. That's a little asking a lot.
What makes a great horror film, in your own opinion? Do you have faves of all time from the, you know, of the full-length variety?
Well, I don't know if Psycho counts as a horror film, according to the real horror film geeks, but it scared me then. It still scares me. I like, actually, the Wes Craven Scream movies because they are funny as well as being scary and because they are kind of meta in talking about what you expect. No, you don't get killed in a horror movie when this happens and then the person gets killed. I am entertained by that.
Kurt Anderson with us for another few minutes, inviting your 30-second horror movies to be judged by Wes Craven in conjunction with Oscar Week. And you made one too, Kurt. Although I recommended people go to our website to actually watch your scary movie, let's take a listen to the audio of it right now.
This is a real emergency. I repeat, this is a real emergency and not a test. If you do not know where a public fallout shelter
is... This is Kurt Anderson. If anybody's out there, if anybody can hear me, send help of any kind. I'm at 160 Varick Street.
Stay tuned to the station for official instructions and information.
No!
Studio 360.
And I want to say that was really the work of my colleagues John Delore and Amy Pearl, who did an amazing job, and proves to me. I mean, I say, oh, this is easy, enter, but this was done in less than a day.
Wes Craven said, filmmakers who work in this horror movie genre aren't necessarily scary people, but are inspired by scary stuff: bullies, a violent parent. What was your inspiration for your film, Kurt?
Well, I was just an actor, so I didn't have a violent parent or anything else. But
ask those producers of yours.
Well,
when you get a
I know,
chance.
But there is a scary child, a child of one of our colleagues in the film that I find scary children very scary. I don't know if you remember the film "Don't Look Now," set in Venice with Donald Sutherland and Julie Christie.
Never saw it.
With this little creature that was childlike but also aged. Scared the hell out of me. Still does. So
I remember the old Twilight Zone episode where a six-year-old was wishing people into the cornfield.
Yes, starring Billy Mumy, one of the most terrifying shows ever.
Absolutely. Are there any scary movies nominated for an Academy Award this year?
No, I don't think so. That's one of those Venn diagrams that is a null set, I think, of Oscar-nominated horror movies. There is, of course, Gravity, which is pretty scary, and if it wins, which it may, Best Picture would be the first science fiction Best Picture ever.
All right. Before you go, the other thing that you'll have going on Oscar night is Studio 360 Awards Night Bingo, embracing the predictability of the awards as a theme.
Well, predictability and possible unpredictability. If, you know, one of the squares you get to fill in is if and when Ellen DeGeneres, the host, shows up in a spacesuit. Alluding to Gravity, that's a square. Mm-hmm. If a expletive makes it to air, that's a thing. Yes, cliches and things that we expect particular actors and stars to do, and
jokes about weight gain for a role,
exactly, or how many times God is thanked when a winner wins, and how, you know, where there's dozens and dozens of them. So every card is different. You can play online. You can print out your card, and then chat with us in real time on Twitter.
Shows of support for Woody Allen, is that a square?
That is a version of that is a square, exactly. That would be a shocking square, I think, in this instance. But
that would be a scary movie.
Yes.
And so that kind of thing is on the Studio 360 bingo card. Just tell folks how they can get one.
You go to studio360.org and there, you know, you can play multiple cards. There are many, many different cards. You can play, as I say, on your phone, on your pad, in real time. You can print out a thing. And then during the Oscar broadcast, chat with us and you and listeners and players about when you got bingo or when you almost got this square, when Ellen DeGeneres didn't quite do X or Y, when Bill Murray did or didn't say this as he's presenting.
Kurt Anderson, the host, of course, of WNYC Studio 360. You can take a look at some of the super scary short movies on our site at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you can find the rules and the Oscar Night bingo card on Studio360.org. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay tuned.